This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today's the deadline for insurers to submit plans for selling policies next year on the Obamacare exchanges. About 12 million people rely either on healthcare.gov or the state exchanges, but politics and market forces have destabilized those markets. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
As of today, 44 counties, most in Missouri and Ohio, are at risk of having no insurers selling Obamacare plans. That's about 31,000 consumers. Kaiser Family Foundation's Cynthia Cox says under President Obama, federal officials worked to make sure all consumers had at least one option.
This year, it's not clear whether the Trump administration is going to continue to make that same effort to ensure that there is coverage in every county.
Insurers have complained President Trump's executive order weakening the mandate people buy insurance and uncertainty over billions in payments to insurers have made selling Obamacare policies less attractive. That said, the insurer Centene raised eyebrows when it said it would expand its presence on the exchanges. Dan Mendelson is with Avalere Health.
One of the things that we're seeing right now is that in markets where there aren't any entrants, an insurance company will come in and say, hey, this looks like a great opportunity, so we're going to fill it.
While today is the deadline, how many counties, if any, end up with no insurers will depend on negotiations with federal and state officials in the run-up to the open enrollment period this fall. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.